Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle and
Kel. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening. It is Mindful Monday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. We say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon to all our listeners from everywhere, Japan, Canada, Sweden, United Kingdom, and many, many other places. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to go short and sweet today. You know, today was hot, hot, hot. It was hot. So our topic today is going to be kindness. And Tiffany with an eye is going to come on with us and give us some planetary facts, and we're going to be out of here. But I'd like to share this with you. By controlling your mind, which is at once both extremely subtle and solemnly profound, you should strive to elevate your faith with freshness and vigor. When you do so, both your life and your surroundings will open wide before you, and every action you take will become a source of a benefit. Understanding the subtle workings of the mind is the key to faith and living as a humanitarian. I switched that around a little bit, but that is from my mentor, Dr. Sakari Kata, who gives us the map and the ability and the direction to become happy and teach others how to do the same thing. So today, back into this heat, hot, 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 hot. And a sad thing I heard today, one of our politicians, Mr. Mark Ridley Thomas, went going to prison for 3 years. Okay, he could have stayed at home. He didn't have to send him to prison. He could stay at home, rat race it or whatever. But my mind is saying, why is it those that really do small things or whatever you say they do, if they did them at all, and the ones that you actually see out in your face doing it all, still walking around here? I'm not quite understanding that. I guess that's why today we're celebrating August 28th, 60 years ago, the March on Washington, and I see we're still marching. So I guess I'm going to say, I guess we better keep on marching out there. We still have a lot of work to do. Things have changed, but they haven't changed that much. So I'm going to play you this. Welcome in. Let's have a Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's the way that it starts with the word kindness, with the action of kindness, but starting with kind to ourselves first. Before we get into that topic, we have Miss Tiffany with an I See It, Do It, Change It, Strategize, and Complete It on with us this evening, because this is Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet. Tiffany, welcome in. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing this Mindful Monday?
I am wonderful. It is wonderful, but you know, it's been very, very hot, and we're going to put this out there first. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking out your time to come and care and share. We love you. And listeners, this is one of the kindest persons that I know of, and we're going to talk about this topic of kindness just briefly, give you something to be mindful of. But before we get going, Tiffany, you have some information to let us know. Why these things are swimming around us, or why these feelings are coming up. You have any planetary advice for us today or info?
Well, let me just start by saying I love the topic of being kind. I think that is something that we all need to be reminded of. I don't think that there are a lot of people that practice kindness. I think in this world, as people are still trying to figure out how to maneuver, we still get you still get people who may not understand how to do that.
Mm.
And not understanding that it is, you know, all this is part of our expansion in humanity. And it was very, very interesting because over the past few weeks, I have experienced just different individuals, some being kinder than others. And the thing is, it's like kindness breeds mutual respect, breeds a lot of things. And so if we're all supposed to, you know, for those of us who are adults, if we're supposed to be adults, then we should treat each other with mutual respect. No one's, you know, not everybody's out to get another person. Sadly, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, there are so many people that, you know, do things to with ulterior motives in mind. And then there are good people who don't have those ulterior motives in mind. It's not that. You know what I'm saying? And still, you're, you know, and still being very kind because you're a good person. Not everybody's going to be bad. Not everybody's going to be, you know, self or motivated to do something malicious. Not everybody has a malicious intent. And so I think it's very, very super important that we realize that, you know, kindness can get us a lot of places. You know, they say sweetness and kindness is better. Is better than, or they, what do they say? It's better with honey?
No, so bees, you get more bees with honey than vinegar. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, bees attack more.
And I know right now, kind of leading into where we are with the planets, you know, we just started Mercury retrograde, which was a couple of days ago. We have on Wednesday, we're like Wednesday, Thursday, is the blue moon, which is in Pisces. It's like the second, and the reason why they call it the blue moon, it's the second full moon in the month of August. So,
okay.
It's in Pisces, so Pisces is very emotional. It's water, so you're going to be dealing with heavy emotions. You're, you know, swimming through things, finding out again what you want. And all these energies are basically getting humanity to a point where they are really, truly reevaluating what they want. And now, you know, I was reading an article that there's a shift in consciousness. So there's that lower consciousness and the higher consciousness, and we've made that shift. So there's some people who are going to stay in a lower consciousness, and there are those who have risen to a higher consciousness. And it's difficult. Anything is difficult. I'm not going to say it's totally difficult, but when change comes, it's a little uncomfortable, and we have to learn how to navigate through the waters. I will say, though, I think if you practice kindness, it'll be easier to navigate through the waters. So you have just a lot going on, and we'll probably have some more going on till the end of the year. We'll have an equinox, we'll have, we'll have something else. You know, the energies change all the time. So, and I know we got a reprieve and everything is good, and then, you know, we'll have six more planets retrograding pretty soon or something like that. So just flow with the energy, you know, just, you know, like Bruce Lee says, be like water. Just flow with the energy that we have present. And I don't really go into a lot of the, you know, the details of when Mercury's in retrograde or when we have a full moon or any of those things because, you know, because of so much activity, it's just, you know, hard to talk about it all at one time. But I will say just for this because, you know, Pisces is a very emotional sign, so you're going to be dealing with deep emotions. You might still go back and there's a remnant of Venus with the relationships and family and things that you may not have necessarily taken care of, because that's what Venus does when she's retrograde. That's the houses, that's what you're dealing with. And then we have Mercury, which deals with communication. So just, you know, just go with the flow and just, you know, allow it to take its course and don't resist it. Don't get frustrated, because these retrogrades can frustrate you enormously. But there's so much transformation that is happening on the planet and humanity really awakening to who they really are. Like, do I want to live in a world like this, or do I want to create a place that promotes change and leave a legacy for the next? That's what we're looking at right now. That's exactly what we're looking at. So, I'm so glad that you came up with kindness as a topic.
Yeah, kindness is very, and you can be kind in many, many ways. And thank you, Tiffany, with the knife for breaking that down for us, because, you know, when you go to the dictionaries, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate, okay? And that covers a lot of territory. You know, if you see someone standing out in the heat, standing on the sidewalk, and you're driving by, get out and give them a bottle of water. That's an act of kindness, you know, and watch the smile that comes on their face. I had that situation happen to me, and it was just mind-blowing. Or see a person that you might feel that is having a problem. Just ask, is it anything I can do? Some people just go on about their business, act like you're not even there. That's not kind, okay? So it's so many ways that we can put that kindness out there, just with a beautiful smile or a hello, how are you today? Everybody's going through, as I was mentioning earlier before you came on, you know, this is the 28th of today is the actual day of that march on Washington 60 years ago, even though we talked about it on Finding Out Friday because we had several fans that were strapping up those tennis shoes getting ready to take that walk. Okay, but it's so ironic to me that we're still walking and we're still marching. So I guess we're going to have to keep on walking and marching in now so that our politician, Mark Ridley Thomas, you know, he got 3 years in prison. Can they just let him stay at home for them 3 years? Not like 30. And my question is, why is it that persons are, you know, still out here doing craziness and they walking around footloose and fancy free? I don't know why examples have to be made of other people. If we would be kinder to each other all across the board, then no one would have to walk. They wouldn't have to march. They wouldn't have to do no time. Just sit down and think and, as you say, communicate. Have that dialogue. You know, we're going to always run into persons with different motives, and they're not going to be the same, and they're going to have a lot of malicious. So you have to have experienced it to be able to recognize it. But even though you recognize it and you must get away from it, you can be kind while you're doing it, okay? And that puts a light burden on yourself. You know, you have to start with yourself. With everything you do, everything begins and everything ends with you. So, yes, we can get out here and do what we have to do. We can move with the transformation. We can understand the flow of the energy, like when you say move like water, okay? Move like water with your flow. But kind, it doesn't take you but a second to be kind to someone. But I also understand if you're not kind to yourself, how do you understand what kind is? Wouldn't you agree with me with that, Tiffany, with an eye?
I would definitely agree with that. Yeah. That is so true. Yeah. A lot of people don't know how to be kind, and unfortunately, because of their experiences of unkind people, they can't even recognize when a kind person shows up.
No, they can't.
And so, you know, it's just, it's saddening to me just because I'm a humanitarian, and I want to see humanity awaken and rise to the full potential which we came here. And,
right.
You know, however, we, you know, there's still going to be, as they say, the article that I was, I looked at, I didn't really read, but it was the shift of the 3D to the 5D. So you have some people who are still in 3D and some people who have shifted to 5D. And the 5D are more consciously aware of what's going on. 3D, they're lower vibrating people. They you know, they haven't gotten to the ascension of 5D, so that's okay. You know, you are where you are. If it said that we, once we leave this earth, we transition and we, if we come back, you're going to have to come back to the same place that you left. You know, that's to be said too. So you might have to come back the same, to the same place, the same position, because you haven't leveled up. You haven't ascended. You haven't done anything that you were supposed to do, as this is the planet of evolution. So I, so again, you know, kindness is just, it's one of those things, like you said, that I think the definition included generosity, it included compassion. I don't know if that was part of it.
Consideration.
Consideration. And we, and everyone needs that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone needs to be. So just, you know, it is, any transformation is a little difficult to navigate, but if you just relax and you breathe and you allow to be like water and flow into it and just let it come like it's supposed to come and deal with it as kindly as possible, you'll get better results in life. And,
yes, you will.
I cannot thank you enough for that, because I've come across this last few weeks of some very interesting people. Some were very kind, some were unkind. And,
right.
I, you know, the unkind ones, I still am like, you know, I can't wrap my mind around that, but it's okay. Mm. I let it go. As a, you know, we're dealing in this new moon with deep emotional baggage that we're releasing. We're dealing with, you know, our psychic abilities and our intuition. We got a lot going on with this new moon, blue moon. So, so
that
it's just, it's...
Go on. I'm sorry. I was interrupting. What did you say?
Oh, okay. So, you know, this blue moon is going to encourage a release on both a psychic and emotional level. So you should leave, you know, you should feel after this blue moon, you should feel a little bit better after releasing such. It will be drawing things up and out of us. And illuminating or focusing what has been buried for some time. So, again, the psychic debris will be cleared, emotional baggage will be shifted, and we may, you know, find some space after we release this of new beginnings and other things opening up in our lives. And that's kind of like the gist of it. You know, we're no gurus over here. We don't do all that. But I do give you a little information to help you navigate so that you are, you know, we're able to be more kind to one another and understand what's going on in the universe with the energies helps us.
Yes. And when and as we always say, when you change, it changes. So always keep in mind where you're pumping out that energy and while you're standing in front of that unkind person, you just don't look at the surface, go a little bit deeper. And just because you practice kindness, that it still doesn't mean that you let anybody walk on you, because persons out there will take your kindness for weakness. So, you know, we're not weak over here. Well, we do believe in being kind. And sometimes, you know, you have to, like, do a double take. And as you say, relax, breathe, reflect. And I always say restructure. But start with all of that, beginning with yourself. So our word today was kindness. We want you to be mindful of being kind, starting with yourself first. Now, if you don't recognize it, you know, do some research, okay? Just try something. Just try putting a smile on your face and smiling back at someone else. That's an act of kindness, okay? It doesn't mean that you have to meal monetary. Just, like, move out. See a person that's trying to go through a door. Open a door. Be kind, you know. Don't be so ugly and nasty. And, yeah, we have good days. We have bad days, you know. Just open up. Open up. Dialogue. Flow like water out there. Flow. And on that note, Tiffany, we're going to cut it short because this is Mindful Monday. We appreciate you so much, and this is one of the most kindest persons that I know. But keep in mind, again, being kind does not mean letting anyone take advantage of you. And we're going to call it an evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. All you listeners out there, stay light. And be Monday. Stay happy, right, and light. That's what it's all about. Have a good one.
Why did you say it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Yeah.